This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to This Day in History, a podcast dedicated to examining history from a standpoint of determining which event on any given day had the greatest impact on our lives. Now your host, Tony Hubert and Armand Kachigian.
Hey folks, welcome to May. May 1st, May Day, International Workers' Day.
Yeah,
Armand celebrates it incredibly.
Yeah.
He has a parade here in our office.
Leninists everywhere adore this day.
Well, it's This Day in History here on lineupmedia.fm. Tony Hubert with you, my partner Armand Kachigian, as we bring you the events, the births, the deaths, all that occurred on this date. And today, May the 1st, you know, we don't celebrate it here in the United States.
Thank God.
But anyway.
Well, it's May Day. We call it.
Yeah, we call it May Day.
I think the virgins dance around the maypole. It's a pagan, right?
Yeah, it's a maypole.
Yeah.
I don't know what a maypole is, but the virgins
dance
around it. That's good enough for me.
Paganism.
Oh.
Paganism and socialism. Boy.
I can't imagine.
Your favorite activities.
No, neither. A lot of stuff happened today throughout the course of history.
Quite a page here. Very busy.
Let's
wade through this.
If you ever wondered when the United Kingdom came into being, well, the Act of the Union in 1707 made it so on May 1st. How about that? Scotland?
Yeah, well,
England,
de facto union anyway.
James
the First, you know, he was, well, after, I think at this point it was Queen Anne, but you know, James the First was king of both, so what the hell's the difference? I think all they did was dissolve the Scottish Parliament.
An act. Whenever you do an act, something big has happened.
You ever seen my act?
I'd love to see your magic act. A little soft shoe?
Yeah. Anyway, this is 1707, and then when did they add Ireland?
I don't know.
1800.
1800, right on the nose?
Yeah, huh. Much to the chagrin of
And then the Irish got out around 1922.
Two. Well,
yeah.
Part of it.
Part of it, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Except for the tip.
Well, the six, Ulster,
yeah,
County Cork, etc.
1753. I thought you would like this one. The International Code of Botanical Nomenclature is established.
Carl Linnaeus.
Yeah. Species Planetarium. Plantarium, rather.
Yeah.
Linnaeus. Yeah. So all of your Latin names, all of plant taxonomy is adopted on this date in 1753.
Yeah, I think you got ours wrong, though. Homo sapien, thinking man. I don't think so.
How about just being man?
Homo, how about...
Homo erectus?
Homo ignoramus. Except for our listeners.
Is ignoramus the correct Latin?
Yeah.
In 1776, a couple big
Homo
events.
Homo irremator?
Irremator?
Yeah, jerk off. Latin. It's a good word. Remember it. Futue te ipsum irremator. Fuck yourself, jack off.
Does Homo erectus have to happen first before Homo.
Not necessarily.
Okay. 1776, we have a couple things. Well, of course, you got the Declaration of Independence that happens that year and the Revolutionary War.
More importantly, Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations.
There you go. That's very big. 1776, it's a banner year, folks. There's no question. Also, the establishment of a little society in Ingolstadt, which is in Upper Bavaria, by the Jesuit-taught Adam Weishaupt, the Illuminati.
Here we go again. He's German, so it'll be Weishaupt.
Weishaupt?
Yeah.
Adam Weishaupt.
Yeah.
In Ingolstadt.
Okay.
Well, upper Bayern. Whatever. I don't know the German for upper.
Yeah.
Well,
Uber, I guess.
Do you believe in the
Uber
Illuminati?
Bayern,
do you think this is a deal? Is this a real deal?
What, this?
The Illuminati. They still around? They still kicking?
I'm part of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to say anything, so
yeah,
you just broke an oath.
Right. Never mentioned Illuminati.
That's a good one for our surreal talk.
Yeah. I got a couple other ones. Now, this one's even better.
1786?
Yeah.
You got to love this one. The Marriage of Figaro, performed for the first time in Vienna, Austria. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Is this his best opera?
No, I like Don Giovanni myself.
But it's dark,
This is his best overture. But okay. The guy that wrote the play that it's based on, Beaumarchais.
What is that called? The libretto?
No, no. The libretto was by DuPonti, okay. Lorenzo DuPonti, but the play that's based on is Beaumarchais.
Okay.
Beaumarchais, I believe it's pronounced. And this guy, that guy was an interesting dude. He was a spy for Louis XVI and a watchmaker who actually made a watch you could put in a ring that was very accurate. And I'll tell you what. I don't know why we don't honor this guy, but we probably would have lost the American Revolution without this dude, because he believed in the American Revolution so much that he sent over a lot of ammunition, arranged for ammunition, guns, equipment to be sent over right before the Battle of Saratoga.
Ooh.
And we wouldn't have won that battle without him.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, Beaumarchais.
That's a biggie.
Yeah.
And he did the what again? The play?
The play, The Marriage of Figaro, and The Barber of Seville.
And The Barber of Seville.
Yeah, both of them played based on his plays. Yeah, quite a guy, this and kind of a bon vivant.
Is it serious? I mean, we grew up doing this all the time, that Figaro bit. Figaro.
Yeah, well, that's from Barber of Seville.
How was it really saying in the play, though?
That's how he's saying it. Hey, Figaro.
Real gusto, real.
Yeah.
Do it.
I can't do
it.
I'm not a tenor.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
No, you're an actor.
I'm a baritone.
1840. If you ever wondered about postage stamps, and I know a lot of you do, I know Armand was asking about it the other day. Well, the first adhesive postage stamp, the penny black.
This thing isn't worth that much. I looked it up. It's only worth a few thousand pounds.
You would think it'd be worth.
I thought it'd be invaluable.
1,060.
Well, remember that movie, Charade? Remember that movie with Cary Grant?
No.
Cary Grant, Audrey Hepburn.
Okay.
Here again, more deficiencies in your upbringing.
Yeah.
But anyway, they were all looking. Her husband was killed because he had $250,000, and they're all looking for it that supposedly he embezzled during the war.
Yeah.
They couldn't find out where it was, and it was on a postcard, and it was three stamps worth $250,000.
Did he mail it?
No, they thought it was in money, but
yeah.
I thought a penny black.
You ever see Brewster's Millions, where he buys the expensive stamp, and then mails it, so it's canceled, so it's worthless.
Yeah, it's worth. Yeah, no, they didn't make that brilliant mistake.
He had to spend all the money.
But I think the little kid gave it away in this movie. There was a kid involved, and he gave it away for like 32 other comic books. Stamps.
I was wondering if you were
I would think
look
it would
up.
Be invaluable, but yeah,
because you got
not that much.
You got to think, unless they made a gazillion of them.
Fantastic Four 1 is worth more than that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man
one? There's less. There's less of them. They must have made hundreds and thousands of these.
I guess.
Especially in the first run. Or they made multiple runs and you can't distinguish between the
runs.
Well,
there's more than one, like a Penny Brown and all that other stuff. I don't know, but it's not worth that much.
All right. 1863, American Civil War, Battle of Chancellorsville. It's a biggie. It's a site you can go see. I recommend the book by Stephen Sears.
Yeah, well, it's a victory for the South, but not really.
Costly victory.
Yeah, they lost. Yeah, they lost their main man.
You can win the battle, but it's one of the reasons you win a battle, but you may not win the war.
Yeah.
See Chancellorsville.
I wonder if we're going to go over that tomorrow, or because I know he got – I guess it would probably be tomorrow, because I think it was right after the battle. He's riding back, and he got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll go over it tomorrow, then.
1884, the proclamation demanding an eight-hour workday in the United States.
Why? If you want to work 14 hours a day, why shouldn't you not be able to, right? I mean, if you're not a child, but a grown adult,
you can.
It's the stupidest thing of all time.
You can.
Minimum wage, 8-hour day. The hell with
you.
No,
you can work 14 a day if you want.
Oh, really?
I don't know an American in my – I'm serious. I don't. I know two types of Americans, those who work more than 8 hours a day and those who show up and do no work.
Why do you look at me as a ladder?
You're working.
Okay.
Kind
of. This is rock pile stuff working with you. Anyway, but why? What is this all about? What do we need this proclamation for?
Well, because heavy labor, it's one thing.
Okay, but it's your option, okay? If you want to work heavy labor for 10 hours a day, I can see kids.
Why they get
But a grown man can work. That's an arbitrary figure. Some guys can't work 10, some guys can.
What they did is they divided the day in three.
I know, it's
you understand,
but it's stupid and arbitrary.
8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of work, 8 hours of time off.
Brilliant. Why didn't I think of that? Well, then make it a 32-hour day or 33. Then you can work 11.
Hmm.
Well, that's just as arbitrary, isn't it? Ben Franklin would give you daylight savings.
You're sounding like Yogi Berra here. I can't eat an 8-slice pizza. Give me a 6-slice pizza.
Yeah. Right on, Yogi.
Anyway.
Yeah, this is stupid.
Moses Fleetwood Walker.
Fleet Walker.
I'm sorry, 1884, before Moses, who's big. This is a big one.
This is the answer to the trivia question that if they ask you who's the first black player.
There you go. That's it.
That's what you answer.
The first,
and then they're going to tell you it's Jackie Robinson.
Right.
You get in a big fight.
Well, that's Major League Baseball. See, this isn't Major League Baseball.
I don't think it's majors. He played in the majors, didn't he?
It's not called the majors. The two league, they have leagues. It's professional. Be the first black person to play in a professional baseball game in the United States, Moses Fleetwood Walker, May 1st, 1884. Yes.
All right.
The major leagues, as we know them today, the American League and the National League. National League established 1876. American League established 1900.
All right. Well, I'll defer to you on that one, I guess.
But I mean, they're you know, and
I would still say this guy's the answer.
Well, for the is the answer to professional. If the question is phrased, who broke the major league color barrier? It's Jackie.
They don't usually ask it that way
because Jackie is. I mean, you know, was he the first to play minor league baseball in that period? I don't know. I'd have to check on it. I don't know. See, again, I'd have to check on it. 1886, rallies around the eight-hour workday start to happen in Chicago in commemoration of which May 1st is celebrated as International Workers' Day in many countries.
Yeah, all right. We don't celebrate it here. We vilify it.
A couple years later.
Here again, don't you think you should have the choice? That's all I'm saying. Right?
You do. You can.
I'm just, yeah, but why have all this stupid stuff here?
I don't,
like, this is such a coup for the workers. It's not.
If you're working in a steel mill, the longer you work.
Well, if you're 60 years old, yeah. But if you're 25 and you've got the wherewithal and the physical capacity.
Then you're
you should be paid for it.
Yes.
Okay.
I understand you're saying that.
Well, then
that.
Why make an arbitrary number of hours?
Well, you're going to put the older guy out of a job for one.
I don't know about that.
Well, maybe.
If you're
not.
If you're working time and a half, you're not. They're going to give the older guy. They don't want you working overtime, but you should have the option.
Well, and most people do today.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, but this is crazy. Then why have these dumb laws restricting it to 8 hours?
So that the company doesn't run roughshod over labor.
Yeah. Oh,
that's why.
Of course, right. Here we go again.
18.
The proletariat. Why don't you go storm the Bastille, will you?
I might. 1893.
It is later than you know.
Is it a prison? That's a prison, right? I don't want to storm
Not
a prison.
Anymore.
1893, the Columbia Exposition opens in Chicago. If you ever, the devil,
Little Egypt, did her little dance.
Yeah, the devil in the White
City. I
think
she got arrested a few times doing that dance.
Why not? I mean, that's how you know it's good, right?
Yeah, Little Egypt. Yeah, that's why the crowds came.
You can't get better PR than getting arrested for a dance.
Read that book on, what's his name, Dr.
The Devil in the White City?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that Dr. Hill?
Yeah.
I was going to write a movie about him, but somebody already beat me to it.
My mom's read all his books.
Yeah.
Loves it. Go to
him and his acid baths and stuff. You don't want to visit Dr. Hill's house.
No. Steer clear. This Day in History podcast.com. Go to Amazon banner, click on it, go get yourself The Devil in the White City. You might do the same at audible.com and listen to an audio version. 1898, May 1st, American fleet wipes out the Spanish
Good
fleet.
Good for them. Yeah,
that was
some battle. I wonder if the Spanish ever got a round off.
No, I don't know.
And of course, Admiral Dewey.
I think
they were swinging at anchor and they just wiped them out.
Yeah, boom, gone,
tough.
Done.
They're about as good as the Italian Navy.
1915, the Lusitania. Well, it departs New York City for the last time.
We'll get to that on the day of. Yeah, this is not the day of.
202nd crossing.
Yeah.
Of course, turned out to be the final crossing. And there was an ad in the paper, albeit small, telling people, you may not want to get on this
right,
boat.
Right, it's full ammunition, you know. It may go up.
1930, Pluto, officially named.
The dwarf planet, by the way, not the planet.
Yeah.
I know this is another one, cause célèbre or bête noire of yours.
No, it's just the way it was written, the dwarf planet.
Well, that's what it is.
It's
a cute dwarf planet, though. New Horizons showed us.
Yeah, as planets go, it's
all
cute.
Right, can you name the moons?
The moon of Pluto.
Yeah.
I knew there was
one. There's five.
There's five. But there used to be. They used to just say there was one, and that was. And now let me tell you. Hold on.
That's easy.
Hold on.
All right.
Oh, that's easy, is it?
Well,
I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Charon or
Charon.
And that is the name of the ferryman on the River Styx.
Well, Pluto. Get it? It's Pluto.
Yeah.
So that's the underworld.
Yeah.
And then
it's a great
Styx,
name.
Styx, Nix, Hyperion, and Kerberos or Cerberus, which is the three-headed dog.
Is the dog. Yeah. What's Nix?
I don't know about Nix, but Styx is the river.
Styx is the river and a band.
Hyperion, I got to look that one up too.
Yeah, but again, say it again. Charon,
Charon.
Charon. Which is spelled, I think, C-H-A-R-O-N.
Yeah. That's the boatman. Yeah.
You got to pay Charon the coin for him to take you across the river Styx.
The way they deflated that coin, I don't know if it makes it anymore.
Well, now you have to pay him two coins.
I have to. Yeah.
Or take out a small loan.
Or you're drowning in the river Styx.
Or he throws you out halfway across.
He might do it anyway. I mean, with that, you are going to hell.
Right.
I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah. 1931, Empire State Building, officially dedicated in New York City.
Did we know this took the place of what would it have been? The Chrysler Building, which was the world record holder. Chrysler.
And then Chrysler was, I think, 29.
Yeah, it didn't
Woolworth
last long.
Was 15. Woolworth had a decent run. All right, halfway through the program, let's switch to the birthdays. Who was born? Let's see here. The guy who designed the United States Capitol building, Benjamin Henry Latrobe, I believe.
I'm not sure he designed it. Well, yeah.
He's the architect.
Who laid out? Oh, was that L'Enfant?
Yeah, those French laid out D.C.
Yeah.
And, of course,
right, he did the
pentagram is in the layout of D.C.
He also did another one in Baltimore, the biggest, what's it called, the biggest building in the country.
Well, at the time, it was the B&O warehouse.
I don't know about that.
Which is at Camden Yards. It was the world's biggest building for a while.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's like maybe. It's like 1,200.
I was going to include Diocletian. I think of, and I don't have the. You have it?
No, I don't have Diocletian.
Well, yeah, that's well, it's not his birthday. Actually, it would have been one of our events. You went way past it.
Well, okay.
Anyway,
tag up.
My favorite. Hyperinflation emperor.
1852, Calamity Jane is born. What a name.
What was his name? Canary? Wasn't that a real name?
I'd have to look.
I think Canary.
What a name.
Mary Jane Canary, I believe.
Calamity. Oh.
Was she married to Black Bart? Who was her husband?
Wild Bill Hickok?
No, you know, it wasn't. That wasn't Calamity Jane. That was that Bell Star. Calamity Jane was played by Doris Day. Remember that movie?
Mm-hmm. Theo Van Gogh, born in 1857.
He just couldn't keep his brother in line.
He tried.
He introduced him to Dr. Gaucher.
Yeah.
Martha Jane Canary is her name.
Martha Jane. 1907, Kate Smith.
He died just a few days after. Not too long. Well, months, I guess, after
Vincent.
Yeah, it didn't last much longer.
Theo passed away not too long after. But it hadn't been for Theo, no one may have known.
Yeah,
about Van Gogh at all.
I'd be fine with that.
No, I love it. It's incredible
work. And then Kirk Douglas couldn't have played him.
That's true. You would have been Lust for Life would have been a significantly different movie. Kate Smith, born in 1907. Remember her?
She was an acquaintance, apparently, Wild Bill Hickok, but they weren't.
Kate Smith was.
Yeah. No.
We're on a tangent. Stay on track.
No, I'm talking about Martha Jane Canary. She was in Buffalo Bill's Wild West show.
Yeah, she was.
What do you know about that?
Yeah, okay. He had her and Annie Oakley.
Kate Smith portrayed a buffalo or a bison in the show. No buffaloes native to North America. Yeah, sure, yeah. Well,
was it Kate Smith or Kate Starr the Flyers would bring out to do the national anthem?
I don't know. The fat lady sang.
I think it's Kate Smith.
Okay.
1916, Glenn Ford, good actor. Loved him. Battle of Midway.
Gilda.
Oh, Gilda, that's a fine one.
Yeah. He was pretty good.
1918, I got to ask you about this guy. Did you like Jack Parr, second host of The Tonight Show?
I was a little before my time.
Did you ever watch any reruns?
Yeah.
He used to go after his guest.
What pissed him off where he walked off the show? Remember that?
Man, what was that?
Why did he look it up. Why did he look? I think they preempted him or something. He got pissed.
Yeah.
And he just walked right off the show.
My dad loved him. He said he used to sit down as a teenager and he'd just insult the guest right to their faces sometimes.
Well, I like that. As long as the guests were people I can't stand.
Guests weren't any the wiser for it. Also born, final birthday for me, 1923, the author of Catch 22, Joseph Heller. All right, folks.
I don't think he ever matched that one either.
No. He caught lightning in a bottle when you write one coming out the gate that well.
Yeah, the main character is an Armenian.
Yeah. Yossarian. Yeah. Back to the events that shaped the world we live in today. This is a beautiful piece of propaganda right here, Armand. May 1st, 1945. A German newsreader, talking on the radio, officially announces that Adolf Hitler has fallen at his command post.
Fighting to the death.
In the Reich Chancellery, fighting to the last breath against Bolshevism and for Germany. Meanwhile, the Soviet flag is being hoisted atop the Reich Chancellery.
It wasn't a good day for the Germans, but they'd had a lot. It actually probably was because
so this
pretty
may,
inevitable.
This may have been the last thing that his buddy Goebbels ever did, because on that very same day, Goebbels and his wife Magda.
Yeah, and kill their six kids, too. I mean, that may be a little excessive.
The whole thing. It's a suicide of the whole family.
They actually found his body, though, because they didn't burn him. Like Hitler, they're just ashes. But this guy didn't burn so well. I think they run out of gas or something. So they found him. He's like this, you know, his hands up like this, like pointing toward the... He wanted to be a priest, apparently, or his parents wanted him to be a priest.
So strange.
But the guy, I'll tell you what, he introduced a lot of PR stuff that we probably still use.
No,
the big bright red posters. He's a master of publicity and propaganda.
He's master of optics is what he really was a master of, because the look.
Yeah.
That's why people still watch the stuff on the history or whatever channel today. I mean,
films. He used film. He used art.
You can learn more about Nazis now than you could in the 1930s. Just turn on. I mean,
if you're so disposed,
but it's all over cable television.
Oh yeah, the History Channel lives off this.
I mean, history.
Secret weapons of World War II.
If you got cable in the early '80s and paid any degree of attention, you're an expert on Nazis and sharks.
Yeah, but you got to read Inside the Third Reich.
I thought those were Rise and Fall, William Shire.
Well, Rise and Fall and Inside by Speer.
By Speer. Yeah. Okay. Magda, she poisons all of her children by cyanide capsule.
Yeah. Well, that's what they did in those days. Losers, weren't they?
Did she really think the Russians are going to take? Well, yeah, she may have been right.
Yeah.
She may have been right.
Your name's Goebbels? Okay.
Yeah.
We got a place for you.
Little gentleman on this date by the name of Kim Il-sung becomes the leader of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Still fighting his legacies.
Still paying the price for that one. Guam, organized as a United States Commonwealth in 1950. Jonas Salks, his vaccine, of course, the polio vaccine in 1956, May 1st, made available to the public.
It took a while because that was 54. I think he developed it. But
did the FDA slow that one down?
Yeah, it sounds like the FDA is involved with this one.
Okay, so did you have to have a prescription for this? Or could you go to a drugstore and get...
No, I think back then, it was administered by probably the state, I would think.
Wow.
I think it was mandatory.
Good. That had to be. Now, that's regulation.
Tell it to the screwballs.
That's regulation you're for, right?
No.
So, okay, you just called them screwballs for not getting vaccinated.
Right, but that's still your choice. It's still your child, and I'm telling you, you're an idiot, but...
You're an idiot, but it's your choice.
Right.
Okay. All right.
I'd rather have my freedom than, than measles. I'd rather have measles and my freedom.
Okay. 1960, Gary Francis Powers.
Anything.
The Lockheed U-2 spy plane.
Was this the day that was shot down?
Shot down, May 1st.
I think he's okay, because, I mean, there's no way that thing's going to get up there that high.
What do you
think? I believe that.
What do you think he thought when he saw that thing coming?
He was pissed at somebody.
Son of a...
But what the hell, man? It's the best thing that could happen to this guy. Whoever would have heard of him if it wasn't for that? Made him famous.
Yeah, made him famous. Yeah.
I didn't kill him.
Well, they didn't. That would... First of all, have you ever heard his route that day?
We talked about it. He's all over.
He took off from Karachi, Pakistan, and was going to land in Norway.
Right. Yeah.
Right over the top of the Soviet Union.
Circuitous route.
Oof. Wow.
They thought they were too high.
You're sitting there in your little comfy U-2 plane at 90,000 feet. Oh, that's cute. They're firing a missile up at me. Hey, it's still coming.
I see them, but they don't see me.
And it never hit the plane. That's the other thing.
No, it was close. It was a close shot.
It was close.
Close enough.
But it exploded, sending shrapnel through the air and did enough to bring it down.
Remember that movie, Failsafe?
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
They shot it. But, of course, that was their nuclear. They have like a nuclear curtain.
Mm-hmm.
But they flew over it.
Mm-hmm.
They fired their missile, and all the anti-aircraft missiles followed the heat from their missile.
Yeah.
And then, so they snuck in and dropped the bomb, which is not good.
No.
Because then we had to bomb New York.
It happens. What can I say?
No, it doesn't happen. Never happened. It never will happen.
1967, a little pretty little girl named Priscilla.
Yeah.
Ballou?
I haven't seen her, lady.
She was still good.
Ballou, I guess, right?
Ballou. Well, she marries a guy named Elvis.
She's Michael Jackson, too, right?
Her daughter did.
Her daughter, okay. Mm-hmm.
For a while.
Okay.
Yeah, Elvis, Lisa Marie and Michael were married for a while. They got married in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 1st, 67.
Thank you very much.
Oof.
Okay.
She was good looking.
Oh. Well, so was Elvis, apparently.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. If you're Elvis, why do you get married? He's nuts.
He didn't quite Jerry Lee Lewis it, but.
No. See, I don't think she was that young.
She was young.
Hey, you can not have anybody young. You want. What the hell, man?
Hey, 1971, here's one you'll love. Amtrak introduced. You know how many times
I took it this weekend?
You did? How was it?
It was good.
It was good. Okay.
Stupid things right on time. In fact, I missed the train because I assumed it was going to be late. True story. Bastards were on time.
Son of a.
Mussolini must be in charge again.
Get the trains running on time.
That he did. It was like, I was there like 5 minutes late. It's gone. Stupid thing was never on time when I took it.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's gone?
Yeah.
Anyway.
What do you mean on time? It's an outrage.
All the great passenger liners of the day retired.
How do they lose money with this thing, though? I mean, they lose like $200 million a year on food.
I've been on it
twice.
I'll
privatize it.
If you tell me it's any better, I'll try it again.
It was cheap.
Okay. How much?
$26.
To where?
Chicago.
From St. Louis?
Yeah.
It's a tank of gas. What do you mean it's cheap?
It is. It's cheaper than, I don't know about what your tank of gas. What's it, $2.50 a gallon?
Yeah, I went back and forth.
It's not cheaper than driving. I'm not saying that, but it's cheap relative. You don't have to drive.
Well, true. You get to relax.
It's actually not a bad deal.
You don't have a car when you get there, should you need one. If you don't need one, of course, we'll rent one.
I think you're still better. I don't know.
You don't.
I was glad I took it, I got to say. But, I mean, if it's doing good a job, why is the government running it? Because that new private, there's a private.
I want private.
Private ones up in that Northeast corridor.
I want private rail back.
You do?
Yes.
Good for you.
I want the super
cheap. As long as there's
an
8-hour day.
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
and mandatory ventilation.
Well, the ventilation. We need the ventilation.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. No. We need it. You got it. You can't let the stewards sit
to hell with
in the diesel all day. That's not going to work. 1978, this guy named Naomi Umera, he's Japanese. he takes a team of dog sleds, becomes the first person to reach the North Pole alone. Well, of course.
How the hell do you do that? There's no land up there.
Except
with dog sleds?
Except for he and his dogs. Well, it's ice.
It must have been damn cold. This is May.
Yeah, May 1st.
Global warming.
It's freezing.
It was in 78. Oh, yeah. We're all doomed.
On this date, Ayrton Senna passed away in 1994 at the San Marino Grand Prix, which is in Italy. Italy, it's one of those things. You're only allowed one Grand Prix, except Italy has two and France has two.
Grand Prix.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, because they have these little principalities and... They award him a Grand Prix, Monaco and San Marino.
Oh, you're not a country unless you have that. Oh, they had that trivia question. What are the three countries that are totally surrounded by other countries?
Well, the one in South Africa, what is that, Lesotho?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Lesotho. Swaziland's not quite. Right. Wait a minute.
San Marino.
It might be Swaziland. Lesotho, I think, touches another one.
Oh, it touches one. Yeah, okay.
Okay, what was it? San Marino, yeah.
San Marino. I would have said Lesotho. Third one I would have had to pawn on.
Well, I don't remember what I think it's Vatican.
Well, it's true. The Vatican does not touch a coast or anything.
Right.
So,
I think it's Vatican City. Swaziland.
And Monaco would not qualify because it touches a coast. So it's not
right,
completely
surrounded. Well, the same thing with, Dakar. It's surrounded by Senegal.
Yeah, by Senegal. Right. What else happened on this
date? It is Lesotho, yeah.
The Lesotho?
Swaziland touches, yeah.
Okay. Now, in 1999, a long-standing mystery was put to rest.
Oh, I mean, it's not much of a mystery.
They don't know what it was.
They knew what happened.
Yeah, but they didn't know exactly how far he got.
Oh, Swaziland touches Mozambique, by the way.
Okay, good.
You'll know that by the AK-47 on their flag.
All right. Well, they have an AK-47 on the flag.
Mozambique does.
Woo! I got a friend who's going to work in Mozambique for a couple of years coming up.
Be careful.
Yeah, he's having to learn Portuguese right now. He is. No, yeah, I'm dead serious.
You better learn
anyway,
obsequiousness.
Speaking of dead, in 1999 on May 1st, 75 years after this guy disappeared, back in 1924, George Mallory, who tried to summit Everest, is found.
Yeah.
You know what they call dead bodies on Everest? I'm serious. There's a real name. It's, you know.
Well, Frozen Chuck. I don't know.
Corpsicle.
Corpsicle. Very good. He's the one that said, why'd you climb it?
It's there.
Because it's there.
You know they don't bring him down either.
If you go on an expedition, I'd
have to look into this a little more, but I think even if you sign up today and pay the fee, they say if you die, that's where you are. You stay.
Well, most of these guys probably would like that, I guess.
Yeah. They probably would. 2003, hey, mission accomplished, Armand.
It was. But now they start another mission.
Yeah.
That's the stupid thing. This mission was okay.
George W. Bush decides to land on an aircraft carrier in the backseat of a jet, of course. The carrier was the Lincoln. Nice boat. Good boat.
Yeah.
It's a Nimitz class.
Seaworthy.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's no dinghy.
It's not
Slocum's boat.
No,
the Spray. It's not the Contiki.
He gets out, gives a speech. Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
Right. Get the hell out, George.
For now.
Don't make it a country. Make it a democracy.
I think the sailors cheered really loud and no one heard.
Cheered too. I remember where I was.
Now.
But it's like, I didn't know what the guy's going to do now. Make it into, try to, with the purple fingers and everything. Okay, well, all right.
I know.
Let's not beat a dead
horse. I know. 2009, Sweden legalized a same-sex marriage.
Yeah, I'm ambivalent about that one.
And in 2011, Pope John Paul II.
One of the good ones.
Beatified
by his successor. Another good one.
By Benedict XVI.
Who may be beatified by his successor, who's a total loser. That's right.
How you can talk about a pontiff.
You know, another guy I can't stand. Well, we're a little over. I'll tell you tomorrow who I can't stand.
Who can't you stand?
Neil Tyson deGrasse. He was on CBS Morning. I hate that guy.
I tend to...
buffoon,
well,
astrophysicist. What have you discovered, jerk off?
No, I shy away from.
Plus, he didn't like Pluto as a planet, so you probably hate him.
I shy away from populist science.
That's what he is. He's, populist. I don't know what he is. He's a buffoon.
I mean, look, if you're really a scientist,
do some science.
You're not going to spend a lot of your time
on tour. Yeah, this guy's doing, wearing his stupid vest. Looks like an imbecile. Take off that vest.
All right. Who died on May 1st?
Or waistcoat, as our English friends would say.
Well, we told you the Goebbels died. We told you they found the body.
Yeah, but you didn't. All right. We got enough of that. No, enough Nazis. Some good people. Aram Khachaturian, Armenian composer. Check out Spartacus. Get some great stuff.
Did he do the score?
Not the movie. He did actually the ballet called Spartacus.
Oh,
and then, of course, Guyenne, which has the saber dance.
Okay.
Which is very famous.
Say the name again?
The saber dance from the ballet, Guyenne.
The
Aram Khachaturian.
Aram?
Aram. A-R-A-M.
Aram.
A-R-A-M.
Okay. Aram.
Very common. On
Khachaturian. I can't do that.
You just can't sputter.
Khachaturian.
All right. Anyway, another great composer. In fact, my favorite. Now, Khachaturian died in 78.
Okay.
Antonin Dvorak, 1904, died.
That's
my favorite composer. I love this guy. I get anything by him. Any of his symphonies. Czech Suite is very nice. His violin concerto is one of the best. His cello concerto. Guy was an excellent composer. Of course, Goebbels. We talked about him. Is this his birthday, though? I think it was his birthday.
Who'd I miss?
Well, you missed Duke of Wellington. I'll be damned.
Yeah?
You missed the Duke of Wellington? How could you do that? Two-time prime minister.
Is he responsible for beef Wellington?
No, absolutely not.
Well,
it has nothing to do with him. But he's responsible for Wellington boots and the crew cut.
The crew cut?
Your military crew cut?
You're kidding.
That's our man.
That's him?
Yeah, before that, the British all had, they had a long hair and the powdered wigs and all the bullshit.
Right.
Not this guy.
He said, let's...
Crew cut.
And you know why? It's hygiene and economics all wrapped up in one.
Yeah, well,
you got to love that.
Something else. Camouflage. This guy was the first probably to develop, because he was up there, and that's part of the reason for his never having lost a battle.
Hygiene?
Well... The camouflage. Well, he's not putting those camo sticks on.
I get that.
But he's basically, he's not wearing all his medals.
Right.
He's wearing a dark uniform, so it looks like one of his boys.
Yes.
And he's up front, where he can see what the hell's going on.
Right.
And then it's like, hey, this is going against us. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, leading from the front.
So he was good about, like Barack. Anyway, who perverted that statement. But anyway, he said, let's get out. So he never lost a real battle. He didn't mind retreating. And he was very concerned about bloodshed and maintaining his troops. Napoleon wasn't quite that concerned.
Yeah.
So anyway, but, he kind of lucked out at Waterloo.
He meets Napoleon at Waterloo.
But the main thing this guy did was a peninsular war in Spain.
Yeah.
He fought it like a guerrilla war, and that's where he kind of made his chops, because he wasn't really militarily trained.
Why did they call that the peninsular war, not like the Iberian war?
It's on Iberian Peninsula.
I know that, but it's Iberia.
Right. Well,
that's a hell of a big peninsula.
Yeah, well, the Peloponnesian War was on a peninsula, too.
That's true.
And, well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense. You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to tell you you're right.
That's true.
And you flare and scoff.
No, I agree. Okay. I agree.
But anyway, Duke of Wellington. The guy was he's Irish. He was not English. Although, I love this quote. He always considered himself British. Listen to this one. Just because a man is born in a stable does not make him a horse.
Well, this is true.
He had a little, well, the Irish wouldn't like that.
No.
He was born in Dublin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He was in the Irish Parliament at 20. He retired from the military at 46. So
how did he
he's already a bigger success
British
than we
into
are.
This deal?
He's good military commander.
Well, see, that's...
Well, his name is Horse. I think we've had this before.
Was it Cincinnatus?
No, that was Grant.
That was Grant.
Copenhagen.
Okay. Copenhagen. What color was it?
Piebald.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The hell do I know what color it was. Black Mare. Black Beauty by Anna Sewell was based on Copenhagen.
Copenhagen.
All right. So there you go. You
named after the city.
You put Miss Elizabeth on here.
Well, Miss Elizabeth died on this date
nice
in 2003.
She had a nice rack,
she was gorgeous, man.
She was Macho Man's wife.
That's right.
Not bad.
Yeah. Macho Man.
His dad was, what's his name, Popoff? He was a wrestler, too. His dad was a real wrestler.
Yeah, like real Popoff, your type of wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was like Greco-Roman instead, catch wrestling.
Oh, Miss Elizabeth was, she's a fan favorite.
But, you know.
I mean, what a gig. I'm going to walk out there in a ball gown. I'm going to...
Oh, I remember that, with the gloves and everything.
I'm going to yell some stuff.
Wonder who did her implants.
I don't know.
Good surgeon. Good guy.
And then, you know, they just ratcheted it up a notch from there.
Oh, by the way, I heard your show the other day.
Yes?
Pedestrian, but passable.
when Armand was out at his doctor's conference.
Everett did a credible job.
He did a credible job. I should say he did. That'll do it for May 1st, folks. Thanks for tuning in. So much to go over today. We had to run through it. The event maybe that affected the world today the most?
Fleet Walker?
Nope. I got to say polio. Available to the public. Well, when they say available to the public, who the hell was it available to then before?
I don't know about that. I don't know. But I don't know who gets. I don't know who gets polio. I don't know what other organisms get it. I don't, because I mean, like
we're just talking about
leprosy. Is only think it's three striped antelope or something, and humans.
And humans,
they're the only ones that get leprosy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And you guys were discussing yellow fever.
Yellow
the other
fever.
Day.
Yeah. Yes, we were.
So who died of yellow fever? I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
Not today though. I guess it's
all right.
Some other day.
So May Day, May 1st, in the books. Armand, you got a big parade to go to. Watch a lot of missiles drive by. That always got me.
I think mission accomplished. Maybe the biggie.
Yeah. Well, no.
Oh, you know, Latrobe died of yellow fever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, is Latrobe, Pennsylvania, named after that fella? Okay.
Well, it's not named after Arnold Palmer.
No. He grew up there, though. He's from?
Right, yeah.
This
is golf courses.
Yeah. Good oil country. Well, it used to be good oil. That's why you got Pennsylvania.
Now they found the Marcellus?
They found a new field?
Oh, God. Well, the horizontal fragging, you know,
mm-hmm.
which we got to get rid of because the environmentalists don't like it. No pipeline, no fracking.
Wait till they frack your backyard.
It's all right with me.
No,
I'll drink the water right over it.
You don't have a backyard.
Listen, ever since that guy, remember that show where Barry Commoner's on there with the new pro-nuclei and the guy ate a spoonful of plutonium?
Yes.
All right. The case closed. And he offered some to Barry. Here you go. You want to join me? Barry Commoner. I hope he's dead. I think he's dead. He was old man.
All right, folks. Hey, don't forget, subscribe at our website. Just go to thisdayinhistorypodcast.com, and you can click any of the subscription methods, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, any major podcast outlet will do, and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/thisdayinhistory.
And look for me on Tinder and Bumble.
There you go. Look for Armand Kachigian, your favorite Armenian doctor who needs a date.
Single and available.
Uh-huh. Single and swinging. All right.
Ladies only, please.
When May 2nd rolls around, we'll be right here to tell you about it on lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.